episode 81 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is April the 14th, 2013. I am Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is my globe-trotting brother, James Furlough.
I am back!
Woo!
From the great state of Idaho.
Yeah, that's, Idaho, no. Okay.
It's PG podcast.
Yeah, PG podcast. See, okay, you know what I just realized?
That was comedy for the parents.
See, it's true. You know what I just realized? I have been saying the date of the year for the last 4 months, and every single podcast I say, today is April 7th, 2012. I've been calling it 2012 all year long so far, and nobody's noticed. Nobody's noticed.
Oh, they have. I just don't relay those comments to you because I think it's funny.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. I was going to say. Never mind. That would be pretty funny. Anyways. I'd say it felt weird coming out of my mouth saying 2013. But we're not here to talk about the date. We're here to talk about this week. Like every week, we will be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and, of course, the technology that they are developing. Before we get in the heart of the show, James has a short disclosure that he'd like to throw at y'all.
Yeah, I work for HP. However, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions.
It's good to know. If you'd like to follow us throughout the week, you can go and check out all of our different social media accounts where we broadcast continually. My Twitter is at Matthew D. Furlough.
And I am at James Furlough.
I made a big change to one of my social media accounts. I don't know if you noticed.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I've been debating it for the last 2 months.
Yes, I noticed. I know what it is.
And I had decided I was going to do it, but I didn't really know what the event was going to be, and I've decided that it's going to become, I'm not completely abandoning the original intention, but so what's your guess? What do you think it is?
Instagram, you're no longer doing fire photos only.
Yeah, the fire photos only. I got a pretty good archive of fire photos that I'm going to continue to post, but I've decided to mix in real life. This is real as it gets. And this weekend's felt appropriate, mostly because I finally did it when I wasn't entirely sober. So it gave me the courage to put my images out there and be judged. Anyways, if you want to go and find all of our stuff where you can follow us and whatnot, just go to furloughbros.com. That has all of the clicks and links. It has all the videos that we will show. That'll give you all of the music. Music. What am I talking about? I'm using. Oh, James. James.
Hey.
What is going on?
Oh boy, this could be interesting. I don't know why, but I suddenly got logged out, and it was like, you have been logged out because there are multiple people on your machine or something like that, and so it logged me out, and I was like, okay, this could be bad, and I re-logged in, and I said, you have to re-authenticate via SMM or SMS, so I did that, and in the process of verifying it, kicked me off the broadcast.
That's awesome. So I had no idea that was going on. See, I'm good at this.
I was hoping that it would just magically fix itself.
Yeah. We've been on air the whole time, so, I mean.
Okay, that's good. And I'm just going to verify now that there's still just a single video going, because I don't record the podcast locally anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to say, come on, Google.
It's too bad. Yeah. It was like, oh, man. I don't want to. I don't know. I could merge together. I've got that skill. Anyways, what were you talking about?
Okay, so I was just saying, go to furloughbros.com. Cool. Go to furloughbros.com. That's got all the links and clicks, all the articles we talk about, everything fun that we do. So go there, check it out. Yeah, you missed. So you like missed my entire little diatribe on my move with the new social media and Instagram. Then yeah, or did you catch
most? I caught most of it.
Okay, well, we'll move on. It doesn't matter. Anyways, Except yeah. there's one like really cool picture that I thought it was me. I'm being all goofy in the kicking in the front seat, kicking in the back photo. Seat.
Yeah, dude. You're right. Had you not said anything, I don't think I would have realized it. But the second you said you changed something, I was like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, Kendra actually commented on it. She's like, oh, big time. I'm like, oh, geez, yeah, I know. Getting crazy. Cry. Dude, I bought Rebecca Black's Friday on
really?
Friday night, yeah. Because my great-grand-little was like, hey, we should play Rebecca Black's Friday song. And I was like, dude, I don't have that song. It's a dumb song. He's like, well, you can just download it, can't you? And I was like, okay. Oh, man. Don't drink beer, people. It's bad for you. actually, that was the worst decision I made all weekend, so that's pretty good. but... Anyways.
My worst decision, I think, this weekend happened a few hours ago. I decided to hold true to my task list, and because I have recurring tasks that come up, mm-hmm. Either daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever. And one of them was to wash my car today, or to wash the cars today.
Yeah.
And so I did it in the middle of a rainstorm.
What? Why?
Because my car was dirty. And it was on my task list.
It was raining. I think it... Here, that is weird.
It was still dirty. The rain does not get dust off the car.
That's actually very true. That is very true. It's frustratingly true because it's almost good enough. But
I was so I was soaking wet and just like trying to give myself... what is that one called where you get cold and it's bad for you?
Hypothermia.
But my wife was out there with me and she was like laughing the whole time. She was like, this is crazy. We're washing cars in the storm.
Man.
It was on my task list. I don't know what to tell you.
It was 85 degrees all weekend.
That's great.
Even at night. Even at night, man.
I own a house.
Oh. Boom. Headshot.
My commute is 5 seconds.
That was rough. Okay, fair enough.
I can play this game all day long. No sales tax.
So I'm not going to give you the sales tax one. That's one, I don't know, that one doesn't bug me as much as it should, but... man.
Do you want to know the price of gas here too? We can play this game. Dad is going to need a lot of practice on one upsmanship.
I do want to know the price of gas. What's the price of gas?
What is it? It's like three. Is that all I have to say? It's like $366.
That's material. I'm paying about $370, $375.
Okay. All right. That's not bad.
No, it's not. It's bad, but you know, whatever. It could be worse. Yeah,
it's not above four.
Yeah, it was like $350 in Stockton, dude. Which made me wish I had my car. But actually, it was much cheaper not driving my car, so I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Anyways, let's talk tech, dude.
Oh yeah, tech. Sure.
Sure. Okay. So you know what? Though, actually, I'll say this as a good segue. I really wish that we were living in Austin, Texas.
Ah, yes, because our weather's so amazing, huh?
Yeah. Also,
actually, they have really affordable index when you think about it that way. Their income to cost of living ratio is really good.
Oh yeah, which is really It's really the important way to measure it. I mean. You can have a great cost of living, but if you can't make a living, everything's really too expensive.
Yes.
And you can make a great living, but if the cost of living, you know, is like the Bay Area, it's like being broke all the time, even though you make more than all your friends. actually, see, that's the worst part, is I don't make more than all my friends, and I live in the more expensive area. But anyways, things are about to get sweeter in Austin because not only, and we didn't even mention this last week, but I figured everybody who listens to the show probably heard it, was they are opening up Google Fiber in Austin, which is your 1 gigabit per second internet at affordable prices. And AT&T this week, basically on Wednesday, they were like, yeah, We're gonna do that too. Which is
sweet.
Which is like the whole point, because Google, I mean, I think Google would love to become one of the biggest ISPs in the world. They've got no problem with that being one of their streams of income. But really and truly, the most important part is that America gets ridiculous fast internet so that we use all of their super expensive services all the time. And, you know, the real goal is to get the other ISPs to catch up. Warner Bros. Is still contending that you don't actually need
Warner Bros.
Fast. No, not Warner Bros. Time Warner.
Time Warner. There we go. I was like,
what?
Why? Cool. I'm glad to have an opinion on the subject. Yeah.
Very interesting.
They're all just as much weight as ours.
Yeah, seriously. But Time Warner still contends that you don't actually need internet that fast. Or not that you don't need it, but that you don't want it, more importantly.
Which is ridiculous. Who wants fast internet? That's dumb.
I know. I hate it. But
just go outside and climb a tree, right? Jeez.
Go outside and climb a tree, right. It's
sweet. So AT&T is defending their home turf, or not home turf, but you know, what they is their turf, saying we're gonna party up, we'll double down and we'll meet you where you're at. That's exactly what Google had planned.
And I think, you know, I think more of the ISPs are going to get it through their brains as time goes on that, you know, it was a good ride, but now that there's actual competition, people who aren't, you know, that's like the one real problem with a, what's it called when a bunch of corporations get together behind the backs of everybody and
collude.
I was, they were canoodling. They were colluding. That's the one problem with colluding is that all it takes is one player to not benefit from the collusion.
Boom.
And then it completely throws it off and they all have to step their game up.
We got another story later on that's going to talk about that. This is awesome.
That's great, man. It's like we're planning this
theme.
Stuff.
We do plan. Highly coordinated effort.
Actually, no, we do. We kind of do. I say that as a joke, but
maybe not highly.
I gotta say, I wouldn't say we plan so much as we intend. We intend things.
We just let the what is known as the brotherly force take effect.
Exactly. Yeah. That the fact that sometimes we like know exactly what we're.
Great minds think alike.
Exactly.
Hardly differ. Just saying. All right, dude. AT&T stepping it up. This is perfect. Yeah. I'm sure, like, somewhere, you know, there's a part of Google that's like, dang. And then another part where there's like, yes.
Yeah. Different sides of the CEO's brains.
That's sweet. That's cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. Very cool. Very exciting. So,
So there was another, just as an FYI, fellow listeners.
Yeah.
This is going to be I'm not going to call rapid fire, but semi-rapid fire night. So don't expect us to dwell too long on each individual story because we have a lot and they're all worth mentioning. So that's what we're aiming for.
Right.
But that's also not our natural tendency. So there'll be those awkward pauses where we're like, I guess that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good week for a lot of tech. So let's go. Boom, 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 boom.
All right. So as you know, Facebook Home is now available for people to use.
Yeah.
And they've been getting rated in the App Store, which, by the way, in the Google Play Store. And those reviews are only done by people who have downloaded the actual app, okay? So, like, you and I could not review the app in the Google Play Store.
That is a good policy, really, because how could we review it?
You would think.
Yeah.
It is, because I don't think, like, in Apple's App Store, it doesn't require a download, does it? You could just be like, that.
I think you're right. That's a really good point. That's strange.
Yeah. So, anyways, so far, they have received 834 ratings, 398 of which are a one star.
Oh.
giving him an average rating of 2.3.
Oh.
So, and this was as of 2:10 p.m. Someday. Whatever day I posted this article.
The
12th. So I honestly don't know if it is evened out or not. But this was just a couple hours. So they were like, so this may not be the huge game changer that everyone is looking for. And the reviews that I've been reading is that the lock screen, you know, where it does the status updates that are doing the whole Ken Burns thing. They're like, it's cool at first, but it gets to be a little too much really quickly. And so they're like, you know, if you're really into Facebook, I guess, but you know, who wants Facebook all the time? You know, it's kind of like we were talking about, which could just be part of it's not our demographic. And everyone who's doing the early reviews are all tech people looking at it going, okay, yeah, I'm not that much on Facebook.
So they're at 3,800 reviews and it's 2.5 stars.
Oh, there you go. Hasn't moved the needle much. Of course, I think it's become self-feeding after a while.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, you know, that's a classic, you know, contagious catching on of ideas. The meme now, the idea is your expectation is that it's not very good. If it were at 5 stars, like more people would rate it at 5 stars. Unfortunately, you gotta.
And just for comparison's sake, the Facebook Messenger is at 4.4, and the full Facebook app is at 3.6. So, you know, it is lower.
The full Facebook app is at 3.6. That's actually important to know because it's like one of the best made apps out there. Like, who's
complaining? This is Android
about?
Again, not iOS.
I've used it. It's good.
Okay.
It's a great app.
So, and what I've been hearing though from everybody is they say, which you know, no surprise here, that Facebook Messenger is 4.4. Is everyone has been saying that the Messenger part of Facebook Home is like awesome, and apparently. You can even turn off the Facebook Home launcher, go back to whatever your normal launcher is, and you can still use the chathead style Facebook Messenger.
Interesting.
On top of your other launcher. So they were like, that's what you do. You download Home, turn it off, and just use the chatheads, which they were like, the other one, they're like, it's a stupid name for an awesome service.
That's funny.
So you're going to see that roll out.
That's not shocking to me at all. Obviously, it's obviously not shocking. If you listened to the show last week, that was like what I talked about was how awesome that was. And I think I wish you could do more with that. And I think that's
the next level of multitasking, this whole overlay idea, you know, that you're going to see. And that's just one perfect place where that gets used. Yeah. And I think there's a whole bunch of others where like with your notifications, you know, why not have it when the banner's there, you tap on the banner and it does a little, you know, roll down on top to tell you whatever the information is, perhaps, whether it's a status update or a calendar thing, you know, whatever, you know, if it makes sense.
Yeah, because there's
with an option to then.
There's nothing more annoying to me than when somebody writes a text that doesn't fit into the entire banner thing.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
let me read the whole text without going to the text message app. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and so. You know, and so in either A, give you the option, or they should have you three options, right? A, like reply right there within that overlay. B, dismiss it. Or C, go to the actual app to do whatever you're going to do. That just seems such like an obvious, easy to do next step. And I think Facebook has now shown everybody one way to do that in a really cool, good looking way. And I think in a very short amount of time, you're going to see everyone else do that. But all the other stuff, apparently not so cool.
That's interesting. I think it's funny. The more and more I think about it, the more and more I think I would totally use that. And I don't even like Facebook that well. I think I like
And you got to understand, too, it integrates with texting. So, you know, you're not just subject to...
Well, it's like iMessages. I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's nice. It's good. I like it. That's unfortunate. I'm actually not as concerned about the their rating that it's 2.5 stars given the context of the actual app. Because it's what bar are you guys comparing this to? Like what is a 5-star app in your opinion?
It's amazing.
You could probably look that up actually, but you know what the one thing is, and it's funny. I wonder if that's a bigger trend because you know one of the things that I've often talked about is what I like is when you break out the, you know, the different functionalities of the apps. I like the fact that that Facebook has a photo app and a messaging app along with the main app. And I wish they would break out more and more of the functionality so that it wasn't just a single app, a monolith app, as it were. It was more diverse. And I wonder if that's the problem, is that, you know, what you're seeing here is your monolith app, which is an app that does everything, completely takes over your phone, gets poorly rated, whereas when you break out the different functionality with like Facebook Messenger, we're taking one data point, and I'm extrapolating because it fits my personal opinion.
it's the way to go.
You know, honestly, I don't get paid for this.
I think more news article organizations should take a more what's the word I'm looking for? You know, they should be more biased and they are biased. They should be upfront about it and actually have an opinion and embrace it.
Exactly.
Such as what we do here.
We're trying to make the world a better place. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. So they're changing the world. It's just they're going to do it indirectly.
Yeah.
They will be the ones leading the charge, which I think I'm okay with.